they think very hard. Yeah, they say your food's very hot, and all you're doing is adding a few notches into the temperature, but it's still probably edible as a hot food. Yeah, before you've done anything to it. Yeah, so those few notches is also called retaining the heat. That's not called adding to it. Yeah, because it's still but get a hot food. Okay. Yeah. So that's what retaining the heat is. At least the time here. If you did with a davar shemoisiv hever on Shabbos, yeah, even though you're just retaining the heat, he leaves in a tarkia. That's what Rava. Okay, so the choyer you shouldn't do. You wouldn't be able to eat it. Okay, right. So that was the second one. Yeah. So the first one is.
I by accident read.
Okay.
Rule number one.
Yeah. I'm just answering.
Yeah.
Okay. Rule number one is if it's a dava she'ena motif hevel, so it's just retaining the heat, that's you can eat it.
The food is good.
Okay. That's by dava she'ena motif hevel.
Yes.
A dava a motif hevel.
Right.
Okay. So now we've got two scenarios. Okay. Either it can improve the food, or it can just retain the heat.
Right.
Okay. If it just retains the heat, that's a tarif here. Okay. Which the chayyim means you shouldn't do it.
No, you
shouldn't eat the food.
That's certainly.
Okay. If it improves it, it's definitely awesome.
Fully wrapped. We have a different discussion.
Yes, it's under discussion. Right, that's not good. Okay, fine.
So that's what Shabbos is again. With a Shabbos, by accident, I wrap it, and I wrap it in simple wrapping, which does eat food.
Yes.
I'm wrapping in a different type of wrapping. Forget about it right now.
Okay.
That's all. I don't need to know anything else.
Okay.
Then you will tell me when.
Okay, so you can block your ears now, but the other, I'm just telling the others then, if it didn't provide a positive benefit, it didn't cook the food, it didn't make the food go from cold to hot, then it's a tarif here, okay, the chol should be machmir, but there might be other reasons to be made.
Give the strong reason.
Is not itself providing heat, but because it gets the heat from underneath.
Right.
Okay.
Assuming it gets behind the yak solicitor, because if it's on the top of something, then the top of something, it's just going to get warm. It reach out the other side of the top.
If you've got water,
then you put something, let's say a car on.
The very top thing like that is not
heat. And it's cold, and you're going to put it on, and you leave it there all day long. It's never going to get more than you reach the outside of the cell. Yeah, mine will be warm.
Yeah. Is that called a double moisted pebble?
No. Is it called osar? Because it.
Yeah, okay. You said you did a double moisted pebble in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm not, but I'll have to check. Okay. Yes. Okay. But okay, that was all on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos then. Okay. So okay, if it Erev Shabbos, it's only ever a problem by Davosh Moisei Pebble, right? Davosh Shaida Moisei Pebble is Mutter Gamo on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos though, Hadava Moisei Pebble is a problem. Okay, so you're not allowed to do it. Yeah, get it very clear. We're not allowed to do it. Right? You can't wrap up your food in the hot, which is on a hot, wrap up your pot, put it on the hot plate. That's not allowed. Okay, try if you did do it. Okay. So then, if it just retained the heat, yeah, if it was fully cooked before, yeah, your chon was fully cooked before, it was hot before, and when Shabbos came in, then it's mutter. Okay?
But it's actually
not a little bit confusing
because the crock pot
would
eventually
have
something
most pale.
How could you ever use that crock pot?
So, okay, so if you raise it up.
Now,
if you raise it up, that's not what I want.
A stand crock pot you really can't use.
The way it is now.
The stand crock pot you can't do is switch it on and
switch it before Shabbos. Yeah, as long when Shabbos comes in.
No, before Shabbos. Before Shabbos.
There's nothing wrong with before Shabbos. When Shabbos comes in, you can't be in a situation of Hatman. There's nothing wrong with in the morning cooking it in a regular way. As long as when Shabbos comes in, yeah. Hatmana Erev Shabbos means even if you do Erev Shabbos, you can't go into Shabbos with this situation. There's nothing wrong with cooking it on. There's nothing wrong with cooking it on Erev Shabbos in that way. And so when Shabbos comes in, you can't be in that situation of Hatmana.
There is that situation.
No.
I understood from what we learned before that a crock pot essentially a mona.
Yeah.
Because everything's all coloured round.
Right. Let's just go with the macro shitter to say that. So that means on Friday morning, yeah, you can put all your chocolate inside that thing and cook it in the regular way. Yeah. Okay. But sometime in the afternoon, before Shabbos comes in, you have to make sure that you do something to avoid it being in a situation of hatman.
You have to do something.
Yeah, that's all. Okay? Fine. So if you're cooking your cholon, yeah, and it was fully cooked and it was hot, so that you're not moisted anything, yeah, you didn't get any extra benefit on Shabbos itself from this Hatmana, that's okay. That's definitely okay. Even Mazer, the Kosher over here, would be okay. Okay.
In which case?
If it was already hot before. If it was fully cooked before. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, if it wasn't fully cooked, okay, and now you're getting a benefit from the Dabar Moshe Tabo. Yeah, everyone got me? To an Erev Shabbos, Dabar Moshe Tabo, and it's continuing to cook. Okay, so here we've got different shlavim. I'm going to be closer a bit from what I said last time. Ocher Shabbos did say what I said, but Mishpah is not so much like that. So other sfarim also said not like that. Okay, so it's the way I wrote it over here. Okay, now we know there's what we learned from Shia. There's different there's all different shlavim of how cooked something is. Okay, there can be something which is fully cooked, some which is mustard and josai, and some which is even less than that. Okay. Okay, I'm going to explain it after. I'm just going to tell you the basic rules, and then we'll explain where we're coming from afterwards. Okay. So if it's fully cooked and hot, and the hatmana didn't add anything, you didn't get any positive benefit from it, then it's definitely mutter. Okay. If it is
strong grounds, this is certainly wrong.
Yeah, that's if the food improved. If it's fully cooked and it's hot, yeah. No, that should be right. Right. If it's fully cooked, right? If it's fully cooked and there's been no improvement to the food, then it's definitely mutter. Okay. If it was fully cooked but you're improving the food, yeah, like cholent can improve, right? Okay, then there's strong grounds to be made of. But
why are we making a difference between before and after Shabbos and the Dabar Moisei Pebble? If it's fully cooked, we said on Shabbos we have a tarfim.
Yeah.
Here we're saying it's mutter.
Right.
Is it before Shabbos?
Yeah, it was before Shabbos.
Is that there's a little bit more than
Yeah. Okay. So if there was absolutely no improvement in the food, yeah, then it is mutter. Right? Your hatmana didn't do anything at all, yeah, then it's mutter. If there was an improvement, yeah, then okay, the Shas has the strong means to the strong grounds to be maker. Okay? If it was massive in Jerusalem, so now you not only are you adding to the taste, but you're actually cooking it more, yeah, then also the Shas Khafi can be maple. Not as strong grounds, but you can be maple.
We can
send them Russian. What? Huh?
A third?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You can send them on a third.
Yeah? And then.
You know what it means?
We'll go through one again. Okay, I'll double check about it. Yeah, I think so. Okay, and then, what was the last one? What was the last one? Yeah. And if it's less than Masa Ben Jerusalem, then the food's going to be Asa. Okay, it's all written down over here. Just check it. Okay, I'm just going to say it very quickly that the basic idea is the reason why this grounds to be Mekel. Yeah, even though you did have one of it, Esther, yeah, and there has been an improvement, is because some, we don't hold like this, but some hold that Chazara goes hand in hand, sorry, not Chazara, Hatmana goes hand in hand with Shehiyah. Okay? So even though we hold not like that, right, by Shehiyah we have various kudas, especially we hold that if it's Matam and Jusai, then Lechatzkela, you're allowed to do Shehiyah, right? There's no problem with Shehiyah. But the Hatmana we hold not like that. If the food's not fully cooked, you're not allowed to have Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, but I'm on Wasted Heaven. Right? But there are shittas that hold you can. And so, with the Eved, yeah, Bashat, okay, Bashat and Chak, you can be exploring on those shittas.
What's
the half cooked? Yeah, so half cooked, but I'm afraid it's my mouth and just like it's half cooked or third cooked.
That's
yeah.
That's what the Rav last week also picked up on this topic in the Shabbos here. That's up in it. That's what I was asked then. What you've got in there is only ever going to be taken out on Shabbos. As soon as you pass it around, there's something like Shabbos going in, and actually take out what's never going to go back here and finish. I said, it's all right.
Well, that's too much here. Too much here on
Shabbos. Well, I didn't ask them to
share. Too much here. Only with too much here.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim. Yeah. Share is supposed to be okay.
It's a third cook, you don't even go to the motor.
Yeah, I mean, you should have a half cook. Yeah, it should be.
So, again, back to crock pot, because the crock pot is a station at Mono. Right?
Yeah.
So, therefore, if you had a chicken in there,
yeah.
And it was more, it was half cooked, the chavs came in,
yeah.
And you take it out when you finish the chavs, and that's the end of it. Problem or not problem?
No.
Problem
to
Hatmana?
No.
Hatmana aspect. You haven't done anything to correct your
Hatmana.
Your crock pot by putting
pebbles
in
it. Yeah, that's a crock pot. Yeah. You can be certain from the shit and say it's okay anyway. Yeah.
Raph, one question.
Yeah.
Is it understood major rules? Right now I lost another thing.
Yeah.
What to do with shrimp or maize?
What to do?
I don't see for our you never mentioned shogi or maize.
But that all of the stuff is shogi.
Yeah, minutes ago you said that.
Yeah, you're right.
But yes, it is my question exactly.
Yeah.
I read headline, this I can but it's nothing to do with the presentation. Because you never mentioned magic shogi,
it's not the notice. Everything I said was about shogi, there was one thing I said was also true by me. Yeah? By maize it's
okay, okay, please, because yeah. I don't remember.
By mazes, if it was, if you did it on air, if you did Hatmana, but that was heaven on air Shabbos,
then the mazes,
and you're not adding anything to it, then the mazes is.
Thank you very much. Very much to you.
All right. Okay. Yeah, have I got those rules?
More or less.
Okay. Fine. Okay, we're going to start. Yeah, we're going to start. We're going to. So we finish Hatmana. Okay. We're going to go back and do Hazar and Shira. Chazara and Hatmana, yeah?
Okay, thank you very much. What's going to do today?
Stop.
No?
No? No,
no. Confused again. Let us digest what we've heard today.
Okay, I'll give it a vote to whatever. We've got 5 minutes.
What?
Should we start? Do you want to start doing Chazara now, or will we wait for happening?
Whatever you want. That's fine. I'm fine with it.
You want to start? Okay, let's go.
Next will be main.
Are we doing our starting Chazara?
We're doing Chazara on
Shia Chazara and Kasmar. Ah, you will talk, right?
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready? You want to get the share on Chazara?
You're kidding me. I need to digest what you said today for 40 minutes. What are you talking about?
Okay. Okay, fine. So, Shia Chazara and Hatmana, right, is after we got through the hurdle of Bishul. Okay? Yeah. Bishul is one of the malachas, yeah? So all this discussion is not kashur to Bishul. Yeah? It's all witnessed, all these problems over here, all these issues are post-Bishul. Yeah? Meaning there's no problem of Bishul. Okay, that's the other base of all these things, yeah? Chazara were worried different things, different babies might come to do, and therefore they uttered all the Shia, Chazara, and Hatman. Okay, so let's just quickly summarize what all those things are, and then we'll discuss it. Shia is having food which is not, don't be reliant on my word, okay, we're going to get into discussion about it, food which is not fully cooked, on an open fire on Erev Shabbos. So I will worry that you might come, your food won't be ready, and you might come to stoke the fire. Okay, that's Shahir.
Not fully cooked.
Not fully cooked. Okay, it could be. Yeah. Again, don't be medayik what I'm saying. That's the basic idea. Okay. Then with a Chazara is if you have food on the fire on Shabbos, yeah, and you took it off, and you want to come to put it back, even though the food's fully cooked, that you've got restrictions in that. Okay, it might look like you're cooking it. Various issues over there. Okay, that's Chazara and Hatmana. As we've just been discussing, we've got two types. There's Hatmana with Adava Sheina Moisit Hevo, and Hatmana with Adava Shemoisit Hevo. Okay? Okay, fine. Okay, we're going to start with Shia. Okay. So uncooked foods can't be left on an open fire when Shabbos comes in. Yeah, Chazal were worried that a person would see that his food hasn't been fully, he's not cooked, and he's going to come to speed up the cooking process.
And why is it, you just said Bishul's not a problem, and now we're done on cooked food, so why is Bishul not a problem?
You put the food on Erev Shabbos.
Right, so by the time Shabbos comes in, it wouldn't be cooked, that wouldn't be the issue.
No, it's not cooked. When Shabbos comes in, it's not cooked.
Right?
Because there's no Bishul on Erev Shabbos. I'm not...
You started with
this
before.
Yeah, I put the food on the fire. Right. You're allowed to set up something that malacha will happen on the Shabbos. Right? If I'm not actively involved, that's perfectly Muslim in Atto. The problem is, Chazal were worried that you might come to do an Issa Daraisa on Shabbos itself. Okay. So, yeah. Over here we have is machlit exactly how cooked the food needs to be on Erev Shabbos to permit this. Yeah? There was one opinion that said it has to be fully cooked and that no beyond any improvement. Yeah, that was the machaber. The Ramah was more making. The Ramah said if it's reached Machab and Jusai, that's really sufficient. Machab and Jusai is a machlekes, whether it's a half or a third cook, we're going to come to explain exactly what that means. Okay, it's a half cooked or a third cooked. The Rav said that you should only do Shahir on an open fire if the food is fully cooked. But this fully cooked is not the fully cooked of the Mechaber. The fully cooked of the Mechaber is where you can have no improvement to it. Yeah, it's only going to get worse by staying on the fire. Yeah? The lechachila for us is to make sure the food is fully cooked. That means it can still improve. So if you have your challah in the crock pot, yeah, it's fully cooked. Most people are happy to eat it the way it is, but it can improve. That's still acceptable. Yeah, that's fine. That's good.
As long as
it's
edible. Yeah. Huh? As long as it's edible before.
Yeah, as long as?
It was edible before.
Yeah, well, more than edible. This is, everyone's happy. People are happy to eat it this way, right? It can still improve. But everyone's happy to eat it this way. That's fully cooked, right? It's so cooked that any additional cooking will make it worse. Okay? Then this stomach for yakolo means if you cook it more, it's going to improve. But it's still fully cooked now. Everyone's happy to eat it now, right? So once if you reach that stage, the Rav said you can just kill it. That's the same. That's all. Okay.
We always did.
Huh?
We always did.
There you go.